We've got Lexington Police Chief Mark Barnard on the line with us now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine. I appreciate the information. Tell us the latest that you know in terms of our road conditions and traffic and accident situations out there.
Well, we've been out since about 4 o'clock. We came out this morning. We got some calls with some bridges and overpasses on 75. Our traffic units were deployed and have been working on the interstate. The roads are in pretty good conditions. The trucks have been out salting all night. Right now we have one lane closure on I-75. It's open northbound right at the 111, but our traffic units are still working there. It may be about 3 to 4 hours before we can get that completely open because of a collision with a tractor trailer. But everything else seems to be moving pretty well. The roads are in good conditions, but the overpasses are a little bit slick.
You have any questions for the chief there, Brad?
Well, the biggest thing is that how much more will they have to close on the interstate when they try to get that truck back up on its wheels? And do you were saying maybe 3 to 4 hours before they get that reopened?
Yeah, they were telling us and giving us a briefing this morning. They said because of the load that the truck was carrying, it could be 3 to 4 hours for that to be cleaned up and opened. They're expediting as quickly as possible, but some of the conditions right now on the bridges, just because they freeze so quickly, are a little bit hazardous. But the crew's been out salting those with the state and locally here also on New Circle.
I can tell you the bridge on Harrisburg Road between Military Pike and Old Higby Mill is a sheet of ice too, because I went for a little ride on that on the way in.
We had a call from a guy on the Ethan Boonesboro overpass said he did a complete 360 before he stopped. He said it scared the with jeebers out of him. Fortunately, nobody there. He didn't hit anything. But so those are going to be a real mess this morning, I'm afraid. Hey, Chief, thanks for keeping us posted.
Thanks, Chief.
Please keep in touch.
All right. Thank you all. Be safe.
Okay.